Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. All right, so anytime we get to talk about personality assessments, it's just a fun time. And today,
I totally agree.
Yes, and today is Todd's baby because we are talking about emotional intelligence. So here's a question that came through on the newchurches.com, on the exclusive Facebook group that you can be a part of if you're a Plus member. So that's another aspect of Plus membership that's neat, where not only can we do we have the office hours, but we also have this forum where you're connecting with other Plus members and helping one another. So this is a question that was pitched to the entire community, and also one that I realized we haven't actually talked about for quite a bit. Now, for me to admit that I think, for me to admit that I know exactly what we talked about on every episode, all 460 episodes, is going to be a blatant lie. So we might have talked about emotional intelligence, but probably not in the last 100 episodes. So here's the question, and Todd, we'll let you run with it. Does anyone have a favorite resource on emotional intelligence? The ones I've read were good, but kind of dry. Seeing this as a huge need for some of the guys we're developing, and we want a go-to resource.
All right. So the one that I'm thinking of that I like the best is the one that's most approachable. So you guys know for me, when it comes to emotional intelligence, or when it comes to when it comes to personality tests, it's only good if it's useful, guys. Like, yeah. It could be the best thing ever, but if you can't apply it, if you can't implement it, if it doesn't move you and your team forward, then what good is it? It's an exercise in futility. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So emotional intelligence, 2.0, by Bradbury is kind of my go-to. Why? Because, you know, Goleman is great, but Goleman is the one that he read, I guarantee you.
Primal Daniel Leadership, Goleman. Learning to Lead with Emotional Intelligence. It's definitely quite the primer on emotional intelligence.
Yeah. So I would say emotional intelligence, why it can matter more than IQ, is the Daniel Goleman from like early 2000s. Primal Leadership is better, in my opinion. But if you want to take a group of people through, I go Emotional Intelligence 2.0 because it's got the codes in the book. It's a short book, but you can get a lot out of it. So it is approachable for that person that on your staff that calls themselves a reader but really reads like two or three books maybe a year. Mm-hmm. This is or the guy that says, I'm not a reader, and you're like, okay, well, we're going to read this one.
Yeah, I mean, you've given away, like, how many copies do you think you've now given away of that?
Oh, I have no idea. Hundreds.
Too bad you're not getting a royalty check from Travis Bradbury and his...
I should. Yeah. Because that's also the resource that, you know, we use with our interns. So there's, you know, 30 every year that come through Lifeway. But part of the reason why we do that is it's approachable and applicable. And honestly, you know, if you look at our stuff, that's what we try to be for you guys as well. So I would say that is easily the best resource in my opinion.
Yeah. And as we're talking about resources, and we could probably go a little bit deeper into that one, and maybe you can flesh out some of that content. But the thing that Emotional Intelligence 2.0 does is it really does give you kind of a step-by-step program using four competencies, kind of four categories of competencies that when you look at Goleman's work on emotional intelligence, it's those categories, right? So Goleman definitely is that is that guy. So if you're a leader and you're like, man, I need to teach on this and I need to know about this, you definitely do need to read Goleman. But as to whether or not you give that to your team, that's a different thing. So with all the leadership pipeline stuff that we do at Lifeway Leadership, it's competency-based, right? So you've heard us talk about discipleship, vision, strategy, collaboration, people development, and stewardship as the six core competencies that every individual, every volunteer, every leader, staff member in your church, all the way up the pipeline, needs to grow in and develop as core competencies. But when you look at Goleman's emotional intelligence stuff, it's neat because he actually breaks down particular leadership competencies in the realm of emotional intelligence. So under self-awareness, he talks about the aspect of you need emotional self-awareness. So leaders need to be attuned to their kind of inner signals, recognizing how their feelings affect what they do. There needs to be this accurate self-assessment that leaders need to have. They need to have a high self-awareness, knowing their limitations and strengths. And he even goes on to say that there needs to be a sense of humor that leaders exhibit about themselves. And then they also have to have self-confidence, right? So self-confidence, accurate self-assessment, and emotional self-awareness are all under the banner of self-awareness. What's under the banner of the next one, which is self-management, is this sense of developing self-control, of being transparent and being adaptable, having, you know, there's that sense of achievement, initiative, and optimism. So all of that is under self-management. Under
and social- answering email.
Yeah, that's true. Which I think you're getting better at, right? No? You go through seasons.
I'm aware enough. I am self-aware enough to have better self-management. And that's what this tool does. It allows you to do that. I'll let you continue because my self-awareness tells me I'm interrupting.
Hey, that's the MO for our podcast, isn't it? So a little fun interruptions here and there. So that's the first two, right? Self-awareness, self-management. Social awareness is the next one. And that includes empathy and not just this sense of self-awareness, because we've talked about this, but this sense of organizational awareness. Right. So a leader needs to have that social awareness to detect networks and who owns the power, who has the power in particular settings. So that's something that really no one will carry a sign or a badge. I mean, maybe in the military you have the pins that will show you who has more power than the other people. But in a regular workplace or in a church setting, no one's going to do that.
It really is, there's a formal and informal power structure or organizational structure. And so, guys, just think of this as being aware of the informal, unseen, this has very little to do with the org chart.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is awareness of the informal leadership structure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then service is the last kind of sub-competency. So, and then the last competency for emotional awareness is emotional intelligence is relationship management. So can leaders inspire, right? So inspiration is that first one, and influence, developing others, change catalyst. I mean, in the course of all of life, but especially leadership in the church, being able to catalyze change is one of those things that, man, there needs to be a whole course in every seminary degree on doing that, because that's one of the things that you are constantly doing. And if you're not, your church is likely shrinking, because if you're not changing, you're not growing, because the culture around us is constantly changing. Conflict management, teamwork, and collaboration. So that's that sense of what you are wanting to do. So emotional intelligence is not just being able to read the room. It really is spelt out a lot deeper than that. So in light of all that, Todd, how does emotional intelligence 2.0 as a resource really seek to and help all the people that you've trained grow in their emotional intelligence?
Well, it's for a lot of people, they just don't understand that they have a big gap somewhere. It could be, you know, so think about self-awareness, self-management, and then social awareness, social management. If you wanted to make it all real simple, that's what this is talking about. And so when you distill and boil it down to that, in one of those squares of that quadrant, you are weaker than the other square. And so it's just knowing that. So I can remember along the way, different people coming through, taking this assessment and being completely blind to the fact that they had poor social skills. So I'm thinking of one person in particular who went to a school that most of us couldn't get into and had perfect grades and all that and looked incredible on paper. But when that person interacted with people, they were completely blind to how they made people feel. They didn't have the empathy. They didn't have, there were so many things. So, one of the ways that, you know, this tool was really helpful for that person was, they came into my office, you know, after taking this and were crying. And I said, well, you know, here's what you can do with this. You can send your results back to your parents and a couple of your closest friends. And they will tell you whether or not this is an issue or not for you. And so she did. And then, you know, of course, they helped her through that process. The other thing that this can do is you can actually adjust based on this. So it's like, oh, if this is an area of weakness, then I can build frameworks and structures around it so that I have reminders in my phone, you know, to ask this person a personal question in our one-on-one updates. I may not naturally do that, but there's ways that I can, and it's not cheating to seem more empathetic. It is a reminder to be that and perfect to understand that.
Yeah, that's incredibly helpful. So there's this, we're talking about emotional intelligence, not the Enneagram, but there's a great Instagram account, Enneagram and Coffee, and a lot of ones where they make fun of or kind of pitch people into different categories. And as we were talking about emotional intelligence, I wasn't thinking about the Enneagram. I was thinking instead about the Big Bang Theory and thinking, okay, when you think about the characters in that show, who would be the essence of someone with a low measure of social awareness, that low measure of emotional intelligence? And it would definitely be Sheldon Cooper. But what's interesting, though, about the fact of emotional intelligence, and Todd, actually, you have a 90-second leadership that will that you did on emotional intelligence that we'll put in the show notes. And in fact, going to the question, because the question was all about, hey, we want a go-to resource, definitely emotional intelligence 2.0. But hey, as a staff team, if you're not using the 90-second leadership videos that Todd's done probably 95% of, I've done a couple. And has there been anyone else that's done other ones?
No one else is worthy, Daniel.
Okay. Well, I'm only 5% worthy. So there's, that's been a really neat resource that we've heard staff teams use, because they're only 90-second ish videos that you can play and then talk about the concept. So there is one on this, but the reason I bring up Sheldon Cooper is if you look at all the seasons, if you want, I mean, there's actually 12 seasons. I haven't watched every episode, but it's interesting how Sheldon has actually learned emotional intelligence through the seasons. And that's one of those things that emotional intelligence, wouldn't you say, Todd, that it's one of those things that you can learn. It definitely comes a lot more naturally to some, but it is something that you can grow in.
Oh, for sure. So if you read up on emotional intelligence, especially in the beginning, there was a question of whether or not you could learn it. Like, it, either you have it or you don't. And there's still a small school that would say that, but most people now would say, oh, this is something that can be learned over the course of time. But yeah, you have to be intentional about it.
Yeah, completely, completely. So thanks again for listening into the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. If you haven't yet left a question, be sure to do that, because this resource is something that we do for you as a listener. We're not necessarily doing it for our fun, although Todd and I do have fun. Ed and I have fun doing this podcast. We're really doing this to serve you and your church in the mission that you have to make disciples and to multiply. So yeah, be sure to send that question in. If you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. If you're on your phone, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, hit the buttons to send in that voicemail, and yeah, we would love to answer your question. Thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.